BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday Scott Mills Daily. Chris starts a game of fill in the missing words from one of Scott's texts that I sent him in private. Bangers is back, more proof that we're running out of music, Charlie Slough on Real or No Real, and Cece Coleman, off of playing the role of waitress in First Dates, joins us for Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello Chris, welcome back.
Hey, good to be back.
Just one day, but it felt like a longer time, you
just
know?
One day, family thing, that kind of thing, right?
So, Innuendo Bingo today is with Cece Coleman off of First Dates at 1:45.
I worry I've put my foot in it.
Go on. So, oh, no, what have you done?
Well, you know, on First Dates, there's two waitresses.
Yeah.
So, there's Cece, and then there's another one called Laura Tott.
Yes.
Not Laura Trott, Laura Tott. And she's on Twitter. So I messaged her because I thought they were both coming in today.
Right.
I thought it was the waitresses from First Dates.
Right. But there's only one.
It's only one. So now the other one, I've basically said, well, why aren't you coming in today? Is there some kind of error? I basically thought she might have cancelled on us. So I was going to have a go at her on Twitter.
No.
So I put, hang on, why aren't you on Innuendo Bingo today as well?
Where did you get the idea from that they were both coming in?
Well, I just assumed it was both of them.
You just assumed they'd be together like they are on the TV show?
Yeah.
It's like when I do a student gig or a club gig and people go, where's Chris? It's like, I don't live with him. Like, we're just on the radio together. Where's Chris? Mm. I don't know. Probably at home, relaxing. I don't know.
You just call me. I could come along.
So you missed an amazing Who game yesterday. This is one of my favourite ever Whos from Georgina. Listen to this.
Charlie Dimmock. Free boobin' in the garden. Free hoobin' in the garden.
So good. You know, sometimes I do like to play the Who game when you're off.
Yeah.
So that was Georgina from yesterday. So CC on at 1:45. I cannot wait to ask her about this guy that appeared on First Dates.
This is Justin.
Hi there.
Hi there. I actually re-watched this episode the other day because I love it so much.
It's just the wolf.
Yep. He's Justin to you and I, but to everyone else.
My friends have described me as the Wolf of Worthing.
Oh, yes.
Every day it's sports cars, super yachts. In fact, sometimes I just wish I had a normal life like everyone else.
Right, the Wolf of Worthing. Need to ask her about that. He was on a date with a girl called Maisie and tried out this awful joke. If you cringe easily, turn away from the radio now.
I mean, I am a daddy's girl, but not like rah, 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 kind of daddy's girl.
Let me guess, you've got horses.
No, I haven't. No, I used to horse ride when I was younger. Do you ride?
Yeah, not that sort of riding, but...
come on.
It's a crude joke.
That took me a second.
Oh, God. I love that show.
Crude joke.
Wolf of Worthing. Cece is with us on Innuendo Bingo, getting wet in half an hour.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gemma, the dog groom, has been on again from Leicester going, did you just stop Chris from finishing his story? I want to know what Laura said to his response about being on Innuendo Bingo today. Yes, I did actually interrupt you, sorry.
I think it's fine. I don't think she's annoyed, but she did tweet about still waiting for my invite. But then there's a winky smiley with a tongue stick.
That's awful. So you thought that both of the waitresses from First Dates were coming in today. We've just got Cece. You tweeted the other one going, why aren't you coming in?
Well, just got Cece sounds like it's unimpressive.
No. I'm unhappy with that.
No, it's great.
But the other one said, still waiting for my invite, which is kind of awkward now.
And
so let's send an email today inviting her, please.
Well, Cece will have done it twice by the end of today as well.
Oh,
the other
no.
one not once.
Not, we've ignored the other one twice now.
Why have we ignored her?
I don't know.
Sort it out, Mills.
Someone's writing it down. It's fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here's Cece from First Dates. Hiya.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for coming back in.
Thank you.
Chris has made a massive error today by tweeting Laura, thinking that she was on as well.
I just saw this on Twitter. Yeah, what's the deal?
Well,
why is she not here?
Well, because I thought it was both. I thought both of you were coming. They didn't give me all the information, basically.
As I said, just because you're together on the show doesn't mean that you're together all the time in real life.
No, we kind of are, actually. We're a bit like sisters.
Are
like,
you?
I feel like I've got something missing now, so...
Here's the thing. So I thought you were a legend because I thought she had cancelled and I thought you were sticking with it anyway. So I was tweeting to basically go, like, what's going on here?
Why are you not here?
Why are you suddenly not getting involved?
Got it. it.
And then I realised she hadn't been invited.
Yeah, she put, thanks for the invite, or waiting for my invite, which is really awkward because I don't know why
it
we would miss her out.
But we've solved it by saying if she can get here in the next 10 minutes, well, actually, she's only got 2 minutes to go, then she could be on.
She only lives in Manchester, so, you know, not a big deal.
But it's her fault, then.
Okay. Yeah, her fault.
You know, on the show, I still love the show so much, you know. How many times, like in a week, how many times do you have to film, or is it all done in one batch?
We do, so about 6 days of solid filming is probably 3 to 4 months of TV, and then we do weekly filming as well for anything that we need to sort of catch up on.
Okay, so it's kind of like in a whole batch, but then you have to do like extra bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you find the fame of it getting mad now as well? Do you find that you're doing like club appearances or student nights and stuff?
No club or student nights.
Is that not happening yet?
No.
It's going to happen.
We just
get selfies. It's all about the selfies. I'm learning there's no more autographs. It's all about selfies now.
No one asks you to sign anything anymore. Do you remember back in the day, I used to sign everything. Oh,
and you would. You would sign anything.
Student cards. And I did. I signed everything. But now, no one wants a signature. Mm. They don't. What's it like when you go on a first date, or are you taken? Because it must be like, you're on first dates and this is our first date.
I haven't been on a first date in probably about, just under a year. But when I was, I love dating. I really do. I think if you can just take it as you're meeting somebody new and take it for what it is, then you can really enjoy yourself.
Mm. Yeah. But surely the show have got to make that happen. It's first dates.
What?
And you've not had one for ages.
You go on a first date.
They need to make you a priority.
Yeah, I know.
That could be special. That'd be amazing.
Well, it might happen.
And you get some seriously good characters on that show.
We do, yeah. Everyone that comes on is a character, to be fair, anyway. But recently we've had a few good ones.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What do you think is the weirdest date you've witnessed in your whole time doing it?
Oh, God.
I know there's a few.
Weirdest. Maybe
or the
not
thing
the
you're
one.
Like, really? Is this happening?
I think it has to be the one with Laura, the other waitress, when the guy said, you know, take a seat, sit down.
Oh, I saw that.
Well, I missed this one. Oh, so he said it to
It wasn't that long ago.
On a date with a lovely lady, and as she went to the toilet, he asked Laura to sit down.
What? He goes,
I know.
She's like, you're right there. She's like, fancy the waitress, don't I?
Yeah, oh, that was it. Yeah.
Rubbish.
Awful.
Yeah, it was so, but she handled that brilliantly.
She did.
Was like, I'm not your date, I'm your waitress.
She kept coming over to you lot going, so that guy is on a date but also hitting on me. It's really awkward.
Brilliant.
Such
awkwardly
a good
brilliant.
Show.
And who's the dude waiter? Who's
the dude, Sam.
Sam, that's
Sam
it.
The man, yeah.
I don't think enough of a light is shone on him at the moment as well.
Oh, he's brilliant.
Is he?
Yeah. We're such good friends, all of us. You know, we didn't know none of us knew each other beforehand, but now we're solid, you know, we're like family.
Probably doesn't feel like a job, does it?
No, it doesn't, no. Yeah. It's like going to work with your mates and then seeing loads of love blossom.
Amazing. Okay, right, so we're going to get you in play, CC, for Innuendo Bingo. We'll play Gallant and Waiting Gold, and then let's get wet on Innuendo Bingo. It's coming up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
CC from First Dates is with us today.
Hola.
Playing Innuendo Bingo for the second time.
Yeah, you're like a pro at this now.
I am, yeah.
You know what to expect.
I've made a big mistake, Scott. I forgot trousers.
Oh.
I don't really want to do a vest and pants thing.
No.
Like at school, so I'm just going to have to cover up the trousers slightly.
Cheating.
It is cheating a little bit. One day only.
Right, okay. Like I said, if you want me to do that washing, bring it in, because I do like doing washing.
That needs to happen.
I do enjoy it. Okay, so fill your cheeks, please, with the waters. Here we go. CC, Innuendo Bingo is happening right now. And first, over to the sports news on Simon Mayo's show on BBC Radio 2. Now, this sounds like quite the achievement by the jockey Paddy Brennan, but I don't know how Colin would feel about this.
And jockey Paddy Brennan has clocked up his 1,000th jumps win in Britain and Ireland. He was riding Colin's sister.
The name of the horse was Colin's sister, of course.
He was riding Colin's sister.
Thank you, Ben, for sending that one in. So if you spot an innuendo at any time, just tell us what TV show or radio show it was on, kind of brief time it was on and what they said, and email it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We couldn't do this without you. OK, now over to BBC Radio 4. Water, please. And Gardener's Question Time. Now, last time we heard from Gardener's Question Time, we met this man.
I'm Dick Soper from Great Saxham.
This time we're joining a very keen gardener. Let's hear him again, I enjoy him.
I'm Dick Soper from Great Saxham.
This time a very keen gardener discussing his 400-year-old oak tree. Now, I love a good tree, but... Sorry.
I'm worried.
I don't love trees as much as this man.
I had a similar event with an oak tree of mine, which I think is about 350 or 400 years old. And we cleaned it up a bit to help the water to run off, but then got the most marvellous boners.
So you got big old length on your spray here.
Never heard them called marvellous before. I quite like it.
Then got the most marvellous boners.
Thank you, David, for sending us that one. Next, we're going to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and one of our favourites from last week. Now, Cece, obviously, are you a fan of other reality shows, not just First Dates? Do you like I'm a Celebrity? Okay. Now, I've not seen that much of this series, but what is going on here? Here is Larry Lamb with happily married, I like to say, Wayne Bridge.
Just get down on your knees.
Yeah.
Right, now give it a little blow. Careful. That's it. That's it. There you go, man. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Thanks, mate.
What is going on in that clip?
I don't know.
Oh, it's all kicking off.
I think they were trying to light a fire. Cece, direct hit to Chris's face there. That was incredible.
In the face.
Really good.
Wow. Right, it's on.
Water, please. From the same show, here's Carol Vorderman with happily married Ola Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, it's good. Oh, Carol. Wow. Yeah, that's proper in now. Yes. Yeah.
That was Carol Vorderman giving Ola Jordan off of dancing a massage in the bush Wayne Bridge learning how to stoke a fire.
Okay.
Yeah. You kind of need to watch.
That's what it was.
Show.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's proper in now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And now more reality TV, courtesy of The X Factor. Now, everyone on The X Factor generally starts out as an amateur. So, very important for them to have a good relationship with their mentor. And, well, Sharon's obviously never there. But Simon does get very close to his axe.
Look, you know, Ryan, you were my wildcard pick.
Yes.
And I think what you've done has been incredible. You have been in the bottom a lot.
Simon there talking about Ryan, this week's Victor contestant. Being in the bottom again.
You have been in the bottom a lot.
And now, let's go over to a classic. It's Rachel Koo. Rachel who? On BBC Two, A Cook Abroad. A Cook Abroad. Now, in Malaysia, poor Rachel seems to have been... Sorry. Rachel Koo has been caught out by one of the local customs. Here we go. Here we go.
Before I leave, the village headman is determined to see if I can shoot his blowpipe.
He wasn't expecting that.
To see if I can shoot his blowpipe.
Okay, now we're going over to Five Live Sports Extra, and it's Test Match Special. Is it pretty wet over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tad.
This hasn't worked. Rubbish.
No, it's Test Match Special, and now when you're commentating on the cricket, there is a lot of time where you just have to keep talking because nothing really is going on. And if you're not careful, you can end up revealing a little bit too much about your personal life. And here's a very good example of that from Sir Jonathan Agnew.
And then goes Stokes, bowls, and that's pushed away out to mid-off. It's a bit embarrassing because at Rajkot, my room was directly above Adams, so you could hear me pounding away.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, Cece, this is good. Sorry.
You've got a good aim, Cece.
Really good.
Really good.
Wow.
Jonathan Agnew there from Test Match Special.
So you could hear me pounding away.
And now, a classic from last year. Taken from Our Song for Eurovision 2015 and featuring myself.
What?
Yeah, yeah. It's me interviewing the Eurovision act for that year. Now, I've interviewed a lot of people, but what? I like to think that years of practice, I can make the guests feel really at ease. And sometimes they just get too relaxed and they say too much. Just like Alex Lark from Electro Velvet.
Is that all made up on the spot?
Yeah, I just went for it and did it. Actually, the scat thing is something I've always been into.
I forgot that one. That's so good.
Oh, Alex.
The scat thing is something I've always been into.
If you don't know what that is, it's this type of music. Robert. And finally, let's go over to BBC Local Radio.
You okay?
I'm fantastic.
One You're more.
Okay? It's BBC Radio Norfolk and the presenter Nick Conrad. Mm. Nick seems to have got the wrong idea here about what his listeners do in their houses.
Have you got CCTV installed at your house? And what's the most surprising thing that you have captured on it? It's probably the next door neighbour's pussy.
And that was Innuendo Bingo with Cece off of First Dates. Thanks for coming in again. I know it's really wet over there. If you didn't see it at the time, we'll get a video for you later, because we're like that. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. I feel like I missed out on quite a lot yesterday.
Well, you definitely missed a good Who game.
How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Spent some time with my mum.
Turning on the Christmas lights as well.
Yes, and on Sunday I turned on the Christmas lights in Bromley Town Centre.
How did you go down? Well,
London's leafiest borough, as they kept telling me. How did I go down?
Yeah.
It was, yeah, I think fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
And no one...
Quite a crowd.
You weren't heckled at all or anything?
Not particularly, no. The stars of the local pantomime joined me on stage. The Snow Queen, etc., Father Christmas, Snow White was there, Cinderella.
And were you dressed up as one of them?
No, I just wore what I would normally wear.
And then you did the sort of standard Scott Mills thing, was it? Just
well,
be you.
They called me, they introduced me as Radio 1 DJ and Strictly Legend Scott Mills. And
Do the Crab!
Yeah, well, that was still on. 2 years ago.
Can Do the Crab!
Yeah, that was on. Oh, I'm surprised you didn't bring your crab hands.
Yeah.
That was all on. And then the the light, the button for the light was a large glitter ball.
Was it?
I had to press. Yeah, like the one.
And then did it actually work? Did it?
Yeah, and then the lights went on and then everyone went home.
And there was no problems with that. It was all went fine.
No, it went really well, yeah.
I got to say, because I was sort of texting you over the weekend and sometimes I wish I had the balls to kind of publish the text that you send me.
Well, why would you do that? I'm your friend.
And this weekend for me was particularly strong. And maybe it's because you had a nice relaxing day on Saturday or something. I don't know. You just you seem to be in a very happy place with some of the stuff you were texting me.
I'm loving life right now.
So I did turn up at Radio 1 today and I said, do you know what would be good? Can I read out some of the private texts that Scott has sent me?
Right,
because
the clues in what you just said, private.
Because the perception of what's gone on over the weekend from the real you is amazing.
Right.
And very positive, I should say.
Right, where's this going?
But amazing. And the producer here said no, but what we've compromised on is that I'd like to read you what I think is the greatest text you've ever sent me. And I'm going to...
Is this the one that you said, I'm saving this one?
Yeah, yeah. I've started screen grabbing some of them. Right, and what we've agreed is that I'm going to blank out three words.
Who's agreed? I haven't agreed to this.
But I think everyone will be able to work out, with the knowledge of what's gone on in your life over the weekend, and this text will be able to figure it out for themselves.
Is it the one about the Christmas lights?
Well, that's up to you if you want to...
I don't know.
...give more information, because I did kind of blank that out, actually.
Oh, no! I can't remember what I said.
Okay, so the text reads, and if anyone would like to join in, I'm going to put three blanks on this. Text me now, 81199, and... let me know
Why
let me know
happening?
What you think these... But for me, it was the greatest text Scott ever said. Here we go. one of the blanks, blank, so not, it's not like someone called the blank. So one of the blank from the local blank wanted the blank so bad.
Oh, well, that's just great. Thanks so much for that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Favourite game in a while, this.
Right, not for me.
Fill in the gaps. One of the greatest texts Scott ever sent me over the weekend. One of the blanks from the local blank.
Stop repeating
wanted
it.
Wanted the blank so bad. And all sorts of suggestions coming in. A couple of people have got it pretty much right.
Yeah.
But keywords include glitter ball.
Other ones that
coffee
you can't
shop.
Say. Right, a lot of people are guessing it right as well.
So good.
Yeah.
What a game.
What a great game
Sizzler.
This is. Yeah, all right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
Okay, Bangers is back. Had a day off yesterday, but Adam's on. Hi, Adam.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
All right, mate. Where are you?
Sunny Southend.
Is it sunny in Southend?
Sort of.
I've had some great dates in Southend, you know.
Coming out and then popping back behind the cloud.
Some of my best dates have been in Southend.
Dates?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, talk me through it.
Had some cockles and mussels and that by the beach once. Adventure Island, that was another one. Are you anywhere near Adventure Island?
About 5 minutes.
What a place. If I was 5 minutes away, I'd be there all the time.
Did you race
have
your car?
Have you been there, though?
Yeah, I have been there. A lot.
Did you race your car up and down the strip there, Scott?
I didn't, actually.
Didn't fancy that?
No. Just I've had some cockles, mussels and fish and chips there. Right, so, Adam, you know about Bangers, right?
Yep, listen every day, mate.
Who do you normally side with?
It's always Chris. Scotty.
Is it?
Pretty is it? Much.
That's the first time anyone's ever said that. It's normally, I normally go for Chris.
What type of music's your favourite then, Adam?
Well, I actually produce house music, so it's pretty much dance music.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
All right, well, that's exactly what I've not got for you today. I've got this. I know. The Kooks, Naive. Yes.
Oh, this is a tune, to be fair.
Let me down.
Do you know what, Scott, though? Great minds, because on Bangers today, I went for something old, but very, very good. Don't know who this, you've got to know who your one if you're going to do that. Have some respect. This is The Killers, When You Were Young.
From 1970.
Shut up. Oh, this could be so good, Adam. I know you're a Scott man normally, but come on, mate.
Oh, mate, what are you doing to me?
Yes! Come on, then.
Do you know what? Who do you think?
I don't know.
I'm going to go for The Killers.
Oh, wow!
So
the the rules, no, it's really good actually. The rules on Bangers are that we don't go that old. I used to have that one on cassette.
Oh, love, you went a little bit old there.
Love.
I'm turning into you and starting to say things that you'd say.
Like what?
Like that, like love. Never say that normally. No. Naive is old.
What, Kooks?
Your choice on Bangers today is old as well.
Yours is from a 2004 album.
I basically, throughout that song, got tantamount around a telling off. For picking Killers when you were young.
No, it's fine.
Yours is just as old.
Like, no, we don't go that old on Bangers.
Well, let's never go that old again then.
Okay, cool.
But you were going to have Kooks Naive, and if I'd put
something... When was that from?
What, Killers?
Yeah.
2006.
Oof.
So was,
it's fine.
So was Naive.
No, it wasn't 2006.
I'm looking at Wikipedia. Wikipedia never lies.
Ah, yeah,
27th of March, 2006.
Anyway, this is not from there. Let's do it in our production meeting tomorrow morning, 10:30. That is The Killers, which won today's Bangers.
Tune.
Very good. When we were young, so old, I can't remember the title.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know your theory about how we're running out of music and there's only so many chords and different notes and then we're just going to run out, which is a problem for a new music station like Radio 1.
Yeah, totally.
I've really noticed something about the Charlie XCX song. It's been bugging me for ages. It's like, what does it sound like? After the after party, yeah? Yeah. Sounds similar to this.
What even is that? Party. It's sort of there, isn't it?
Party. We're going to keep it going.
Do you want to do a whole segment on this now or something? Or is this just a quickie?
This is just a quick one, just to notice. From an American sitcom from the 1960s called I Dream of Jeannie.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got a little show and tell.
Do you want the horn?
Please.
What are you bringing to tell us today to the class?
What I like about this show and tell is it could potentially make your workplace, office place, uni library more efficient.
Right.
And it's amazing. So it's something called the Flogster Scream, right? So I saw this on Facebook. My first thought was, this can't be real. And it's a video of a guy, he leans out his bedroom window and screams.
Right.
And then what happens is people all around him start screaming right back.
Why?
It's like some call and response thing. It's amazing. He just screams and they all start screaming back at him.
Where's this happening then?
So Flogsta is a place in Sweden, in the city of, I want to pronounce it right, Uppsala.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I nearly went there once. I didn't go.
And so most people that live there are students. And this is like some kind of ritual that has started happening. I think the idea is if they scream and howl out of their windows when they're stressed, it sort of relieves stress.
See, this is the reason I love Sweden and I love Swedish people, because they're really nice. But also, and forgive me if you are Swedish, a little bit weird. Yeah. But I really enjoy them.
So it all started with one person. He's obviously leaned out his window, started screaming, and then other people have screamed back. It's been going on for years. It's something we've got to start doing over here. Do you want to hear it?
Right, yeah. Was he at uni or...?
Yeah, I think this is at his uni.
Okay, right, let's hear it.
Ah!
Right.
Now listen.
What?
It's amazing. They all start screaming all around.
So he starts it.
Yeah.
And then everyone just... Oh, my God.
And then everyone replies, and then people hear that screaming, so start screaming somewhere else and somewhere else. And
so everyone else follows. This is great.
But the theory is, Scott, it's a way of relieving some stress. So I'm thinking, if it works with this one little place in Sweden, at this one university, could this be something that we start doing... I don't know, in the workplace here at Radio 1.
Right.
In the office.
Just to let off some stress.
Is this something I should go down to the news floor here at the BBC building and scream and hope that someone's listened to this and scream back?
Don't interrupt the news. They take it very seriously.
But I just think, if it's a way of relieving stress, if you're in a university library right now, if you're on a construction site, if you're in your work's office and are willing to give this a go, why don't you message us now, 81199.
Yeah. Okay.
Do the Flogster Scream. If you're a Flogster Screamer... messages now, and then what we can do is get you to do it, and hopefully someone else in your workplace will be listening
back
to this right now.
And we'll howl back at you.
And we'll howl back. And let's make the UK a little less stressful.
Ah!
That's all we need. And everyone, hopefully, will holler back at you.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
My worry about the Flogster Scream is that what if someone's actually in pain? And everyone just thinks it's a Flogster Scream. But someone's actually just really injured themselves.
Well, I don't know. I obviously haven't thought that through.
You're a Flogster Screamer.
Well, interestingly, I wonder if Zara Larsson is. She was on The Breakfast Show this morning.
She looks like one to me.
Do you think?
Yeah, she definitely is. Hello, Sarah, or is it Sarah and Georgia?
Yep, Sarah and Georgia in the car, parked up.
Okay, how can I help?
We'd like to give the Flogs of Screaming a chance and see what happens here in the Midlands.
In the Midlands. Bit tricky if you're in a car. So
there's only two of you. Is there anyone else around?
Loads of people around. We're all parked up in traffic at the moment.
Okay,
so
got you. Okay, we'll give it a go.
Let's
then,
hear if we get a reply. That's the key.
Nice and loud, please.
Right, we need a reply. Okay.
Wait for the reply.
No, and quite worryingly, no one even looked to see if I was being murdered.
No, it's. It sometimes takes some time to get a reply, so try again.
No reply, no. It's a fail.
They think you're mad. The Scott Mills Daily. His favourite instrument at school was the lunch bell. It's Charlie Slough.
Ow! That was a good one. That was the best one so far. That was really good.
I can't even take credit for it. Someone actually sent it in.
Did they?
People are now sending in your intros. Aaron in Ipswich.
That was a good one, Aaron.
Full credit for you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. Thanks for commenting on my jacket today. I always take fashion advice off you because you are the don of fashion.
No, thank you very
also
much.
Also the don of matching outfits, that's you.
And that is a lovely jacket.
Thanks, my darling.
Striking.
Here's a question, it's a leather Charlie. Job. Have you ever had to dress up as Santa for any reason? In fact, you did. Do you remember there was one Radio 1 Christmas party?
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Why were you dressed up as Santa? Let's just get the fat bloke to dress up as Santa.
It was when Fern done that special in the house.
Yes.
And I was Santa Claus. And everyone had to come and sit on my lap.
On your knee, yeah.
Had like example good on your lap, didn't and, you?
And
or Keith Professor
Lemon.
Green or,
Keith Lemon, Dappy.
Dappy was there. Yes.
Yeah.
It was of its time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you do it again?
Yeah. I don't see why not. Yeah.
Do you know what? And we say this every single year.
Mm.
And I'll put this out there now, because I know the management will be listening.
Yeah.
Right? They'll be there in their office.
Oh, don't say the Christmas show.
We've been saying this for like 5 years.
5 years. Just give me and Charlie Slough a show with Chris, please, at Christmas.
Yeah, that would be so good. That would be sick, right?
We say it every year. I don't know why, because they must hear it, but it seems to fall on deaf ears. Yeah.
They should give us a simulcast.
Yeah.
That's what we should do, a simulcast. A Christmas
special. Come on, guys. Just one show.
Yeah.
If you're scared about it, we can pre-record it.
No. It's got to be live. It's got to be live.
Why would she say that?
Well, because you know what he's like.
No, it's not me.
Or it is you.
It's not me. You lead me down the garden path.
I can be the elf.
Maybe next year. They just don't listen to they.
No.
Every year we ask. We plead on air for it. We beg it.
I wrote a letter last year to Ben.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Here's today's Real or No Real.
Chance the Rapper arrived late for his One Extra Live Lounge this morning as the seatbelt he was wearing in his tour bus broke and he couldn't get out of the seat.
That's genius.
Get this right. Passed a tour bus on the motorway yesterday when I was driving.
Okay.
You can tell it's a tour bus, you know, proper flashy bus, and it had one of those massive, like, I don't know what you call it, like a trailer behind it.
Mm.
So it was a tour bus, right? My girlfriend made a very good point, which is, why is it that they don't have to wear their seatbelts inside the tour bus when on the roads? Can someone explain to me? Oh, you do have to wear them.
Oh, do you?
You're supposed to. You are supposed to, yeah.
Right. Oh, yes. You do wear them in the tour bus, do you?
Well, they would be naughty then,
there
they?
You go. That's my question answered.
Right. Good job we didn't say which tour bus it was. Yeah, so he couldn't get out of his seat because the seatbelt broke on the tour bus, so therefore late for the One Extra Live Lounge today, Chance the Rapper.
That is the greatest excuse I've heard in a long time.
It is a good one.
Fam, why are you late? Well, man was getting out of the tour bus and I couldn't get out of the tour bus because the seatbelt was broke.
It's a bit like, and this is a true one, but no one believed me, when I got locked in my house and I couldn't get out, someone had double locked it.
Really?
Did that happen to you? Because I know you locked your mum in your house once.
That's a different one.
You?
Then the police came, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually got stuck in an aeroplane seat before.
No, I can't believe that.
It's a true story. There's one budget airline and their seatbelts are really small.
Right.
Yeah, but you would have got the extension.
I got the extension. I actually got the extension.
No,
it's
I'm not having
story.
That.
Yeah.
Not big enough to be handed the extension.
This was like 2 years ago. This was 2 years ago when I was quite a bit bigger.
Mm.
And they gave me an extension and I was actually flying to Cyprus. And I was so embarrassed that I couldn't undo it.
Oh, love you.
I was so embarrassed. Everyone got off the plane and then the air stewardess come over and she was like, are you right there? So I was like, sorry, darling, I can't undo the seatbelt.
So what did they do?
And it was the extension.
She leaned over and undone it for me.
Oh, love you.
Yeah.
Oh, so they obviously got you out.
No, they got me out.
Yeah.
Eventually.
It was awkward.
they didn't at one point think, look, we're going to have to just return you on the flight. The plane needs to go back.
No.
Because there's quite a quick turnaround with those things.
Do you know what? Actually, on the way back, we had an emergency landing.
Before you know it, you're
when
back
I was on
Gatwick.
The plane.
What?
Yeah, emergency landing on the way back. That was like the worst 3 days of my life.
Wow.
We had an emergency landing in Budapest.
It wasn't connected to the
seatbelt situation.
No. Okay. It was just, you know, part of the story.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, did Chance the Rapper say that he was late today, or was he late because the seatbelt he was wearing in the tour bus broke?
Great excuse.
Couldn't get out of his seat. Real or no real, Charlie Sloth?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say, surely not, no real.
That.
Hello?
That one is broke.
That one is no real.
So, completely made up. But he was massively late for his One Extra Live Lounge, but it was due to traffic, not him being stuck in his seat. And next.
The onstage doors that revealed the Children in Need presenters at the start of last week's programme were not automatic, but instead pulled apart by two large gentlemen behind the scenes.
I can picture this one being real.
You do occasionally see on, maybe not this show, but other shows where the doors have opened, you do see like a rogue bum, don't you?
Do you?
Where someone's bent down, pushing the doors apart, and you can just see it.
No, I've never seen that.
No?
No.
I've never seen that, but I know that the BBC are on a very tight budget. Have you seen Watchdog are now filming their programme downstairs in the courtyard?
I know.
Because it's half the price of filming it in a studio.
Well, when I did
that, is genius.
I presented Points of
View.
Did you?
A couple of weeks ago, and we just did it on the fifth floor here. No need for a studio.
Sick.
He was just walking past all the time, going to meetings.
That's so sick.
What, doing Points of View?
Both.
All right.
Doing it on the fifth floor and doing Points of View.
Yeah, man.
I respect it.
Thank you.
And I respect the fact that the BBC are really going in with this budget thing. We're saving money out here, man.
We are. Now, it's on Strictly, someone does, you know, where you have to walk down the stairs and smile and wave when they say your name. Someone does push you out.
Really?
It's like, in case you can't walk downstairs on your own when you hear your name, that someone's like, go!
But what about if they push you too hard and you fall down the stairs? I've got really bad balance. If someone really pushed me at the top of the stairs, I'd probably fall down.
Great TV.
So if it's always DIY, if it is like someone just pushing the doors apart, you know, on the Take Me Out lift, for example,
yeah,
is that someone doing it with like a pulley string?
Wow.
Some super strong, yeah.
So can this be real? Yeah. It's not automatic doors on Children in Need, but pulled apart by two big blokes behind the scenes. Real or no real, Charlie?
I'm going to say real on this one.
Yeah,
Chris.
This is real.
That one is real.
Yes, true. Our very own Greg James, who was presenting that night, did reveal this to us earlier off air. And finally,
tickets for a test match in Adelaide sold out in 15 minutes because fans thought they were buying tickets for an Adele concert called Adele Aid.
That is genius. That is genius.
Adele Aid.
What did they think it was going on?
Adele charity concert.
But she doesn't need the money.
No, not for her.
No, people thought it was.
Oh, right. Yeah. I see what you mean.
No,
yeah.
The charity wouldn't be Adele.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be for key Adele charities,
no,
wouldn't it?
It'd be like going to. Anyway, so a concert in Adelaide. It was a test match in Adelaide, sold out in 15 minutes because they thought they were buying tickets for a concert called Adele Aid.
Can you imagine? You think you're going to see something and it's not. And does that ever happen with you, Charlie? Has that ever happened at a gig? Sort of wrong booking or something. They were expecting someone else. The only reason I say it right is because I was DJing a club in Maidstone on Saturday night called Gallery. And yeah. I got to be honest, like, I had really good time. It was really fun.
Yeah.
But no when one I went knew in, why you were there.
Well, when I went in, it was quite, I would say, you know, R&B,
yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah, you it is. I played there a lot.
Yeah.
You would have felt right at home and there.
It's a great club.
It's your crowd.
It is a great club.
It was, yeah. And I had, don't get wrong, I had a great night.
Yeah, so what? What's the but?
But why did they book him?
What was I can't help but feel that someone booked
booking.
CS in a contract or something.
Probably
you. Expecting Charlie Sloth.
Yeah.
And they got Chris Stark.
Because look at him, not urban.
Yeah.
Not that urban.
That's quite awkward, actually. When I kind of put the two together, that must have been an awkward evening.
Mm. It wasn't awkward, no.
How did your set go down?
No.
How did your set go down? Tell the truth.
Were they like, God, you've lost
some
weight?
I think really well.
Really? What was you playing?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because I got a load of tweets afterwards saying, yeah, Chris smashed it. And I did what you did.
Retweet. Spud on that one. Give me a spud. Don't know.
Did spud
him,
then.
Spudded him, man. We always spud each other.
Okay. Adele Aid sold out in 15 minutes, but it wasn't an Adele concert. Real or no real? Chris?
I just can't believe that many people can make that mistake. Although, if you see it come up, because Adele's really popular, the tickets are going to go very quickly. So I'm going to go real.
Yeah, I can see the promoter being a little bit of a businessman there, and he's thought, let's put a little hyphen in there. So these tickets are super fast. I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh. No, not true at all. Adelaide looks like it says Adele Aid, but people aren't that stupid.
That's genius. Who come up with that? That's genius.
One of the team on the show.
Amazing work.
Very good, aren't they?
Very good.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got 20. Charlie, you only got 10. You lost.
Looks like I'll be here for another half hour or so then.
Why?
Why?
No more wheeling me out, so are you going to get me out?
No, you're not going to stay here.
No, I'm just going
to chill
out.
We've got a show to do on One Extra.
They can just, you know, play a few records and that. I'll kick back and chill.
What's on the show today?
This is a big one.
Oh,
I mean, this is probably the show of the year so
literally
far.
Was about to play
I'm
a song.
So
then.
Sorry,
no. This,
why did you ask that?
This is like it's massive. I don't even know if I can really talk about it.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Then. All right, let's not then.
The Scott Mills Daily,
BBC Radio 1.
Those are Tuesday's best bits. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.